this is, zombie invasions are boring. Let's play video games instead. A DCU's Batman fanfic, written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for zombie apocalypse, zombie gore, Robins being Robins, sibling rivalry. Congratulations, Todd. You have found your people. Or, your people have found you.
Ha, fucking ha,
Jason mutters, leveling his rifle and firing. I'll have you know that I'm a superior breed of zombie, okay? Like, do you see me chomping down on guts and generally rotting away? No! And, you're one insensitive little fucker, you know that? Like, if I were prone to taking offense, which I'm not. Tim and Damien snort, exchange mutual long-suffering looks before they resume shooting zombies. I would totally take retribution and point out that your granddad is, like, king of the zombies or something. Nothing like zombie invasions to bring in some family bonding, huh? Dick's voice says over the comms. They all hear Bruce's sigh of, why this? And the crunch of bone. This whole zombie invasion thing looked a lot more fun in the movies, Stephanie adds in. Just saying.
Yeah,
Jason says. This is kind of easy. Like, make baby bird blush easy, but not get into Dick's pants easy. There are twin sounds of protest. Tim's accompanied by a punch to Jason's shoulder. I don't blush easy. Tim hisses, as he fires his own rifle at a zombie ambling down the street. There is an anticlimactic splatter of brain matter and rotting flesh before the zombie falls over. You're just uncouth. Tim's acting like a Disney princess, guys. You know the rules. Everyone takes a shot, Jason says. Or, well, Jason takes out a zombie's kneecap.
You know what I mean.
You are all idiots, Damien says, looking extremely put upon as he watches the advancing zombie horde through his thermolenses. And this is incredibly boring. Can we not, as the colloquial phrase goes, just kill them with fire?
No,
Bruce says, though he sounds a lot like he just wants to torch everyone and be done with it.
The fire is for cleanup afterwards.
Hood, stop teasing Red. Take all the fun out of being a big brother, why don't you? At some point during the invasion, Tim gets fed up with having to deal with both Jason and Damien teasing him and verbally trying to one-up each other, so he goes down and waits on the street for the slowly advancing mass of rotting meat to get closer.
If either of you shoot me,
Tim says, making sure to keep his eyes fixed on where the two are, as he idly spins his staff around and bounces a bit on the balls of his feet.
I will find you, and I will end you.
Tim ignores Jason's low whistle.
Replacement's got some balls.
And Damien's taunting, try it, Drake, just try it. He extends his bow staff and imagines his siblings' faces overlapping the zombies and pretends he's a baseball star. The heads don't go flying into outfield so much as they squish and squelch and cave in like he's whacking at half-solidified mud. But the catharsis is welcome all the same. So, Tim, codenames, Red, looks like he's enjoying himself, Dick says, as he takes a breather on one of the rooftops near the bridges the zombies are attempting to invade Gotham from. This is great stress relief, by the way. Just, you know, kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. Boring. I mean, we aren't even keeping a kill count anymore. That's how boring this is. Point and shoot. Ah, boring. Ah!
They aren't even fighting back so much as they're tripping over their, dead. That doesn't sound right. B looks like he's physically refraining from hitting Dick upside the head, and it's hurting him. Dick waves his hand before he connects his Eskrima sticks into a staff, slightly shorter than Tim's. You know what? Tim looks like he's having so much fun that I'm going to go down there and join him. Bruce sighs through his nose, and Dick takes that as, my children are all out of control, and I have never been more out of my depth than I am now. On the bright side, Dick says, as he shimmies down the building. You didn't raise a group of homicidal, raging, vengeful killers and sociopaths so much as you raised a group of emotionally volatile, obsessive, spiteful vigilantes and paper pushers. If someone calls me a paper pusher one more time, Dick hears Tim double, through the comm and next to him, as I fall into the familiar hit-smack-hurt-things routine. I'm going to sick Vicky Vale on you, Dick. Just you. There's a chorus of, oh, Dick's in trouble, on the lines, before Bruce cuts in. Code names. I'd like to point out that I am one piece of fine zombie ass, Jason says after a period of silence, punctuated by the sounds of rifle shots and solid thwacks from metal hitting rotting flesh. Bruce resists the urge to get up and just walk the other direction, because his children are actually two sentences away from putting him in an asylum. He used to think that his children were manageable adults, in Dick and Jason's case, and sometimes Tim's, who were capable of acting with some level of decorum. Mature adults who have handled autopsies and drug rings and deaths and murders, matters of serious and solemn consideration. Adults who have been through a lot of hardships and are battle-hardened into soldiers. Apparently, zombie invasions invalidate all of this and turn them into children. Damien included, because he doesn't normally act like a child. Only these people would find a zombie invasion to be boring. Though Bruce agrees somewhat. No one cares about your posterior, Todd. Codenames and security seem to have been abandoned the second his children realized that the zombies weren't dangerous so much as they were fun to hit and play with. Which lasted all of 20 minutes before they started experimenting. Bruce should worry over how good his children are with firearms, considering... He started to think about throwing out all of their video games. And while he's at it, their entire gaming system. He's 100% certain that there will be a mutiny if he does that. Guys! Stephanie's voice is half exasperated and half disgusted. Can we not talk about Jason's butt? Like, zombie apocalypse here! Bruce has half a second of someone with some sense, finally, before she continues. We should all be playing Would You Rather. That is a perfect game in this situation. I mean, pretend apocalypse that we're kicking ass at and all. There is a silence over the lines, where Bruce is just praying to every deity. Or not, whatever is listening. That this is not actually happening. Would you rather be eaten by zombies or sit through B's roofie lecture complete with PowerPoint intermission quiz and endnotes? Traitors. All of them. There's blood and entrails liberally strewn around the bridge, and for half a moment, Damien worries that it will pollute the water supply if it falls. He is distracted a moment later by Brown's voice arguing with Drake's over the comms.
Wait, did you seriously marry Jason, fuck Dick, and kill me? Boyfriend, you were such a traitor, oh my god!
In my defense, you haven't tried Jason's waffles.
I make the waffles of God.
And I think we all know about Dick's reputation.
I don't know if I'm flattered or not.
Yeah, well, fine. I'm killing you off in the next round.
Damien makes a face. He really wishes that Father had let him go to Hong Kong with Cassandra so he could skip out on this. Although it was amusing to apply his more lethal skills for once.
Nothing is worth this particular brand of torture.
Grandfather should take note.
Nothing is more tedious and disturbing than having to listen to these people blather on in such a manner. Damien is so very, very ready to stuff his earbuds in and put the volume up as high as he needs to drown out their noise.
Okay.
Grayson sounds incredibly overjoyed.
How about this one? Fuck, marry, kill, Damien B. Jason.
Damien lets out a strangled noise. Todd makes a sound that would be expected from someone who just got stabbed. And Drake makes a sound that Damien did not realize men of his age were capable of making. His father remains stoically silent. Brown doesn't even hesitate.
Marry Damien, fuck B, kill Tim. Obviously.
What is his life even?
Although defeating the zombie invasion and cleaning up after it,
Bruce should be a little worried about how pleased Tim and Damien looked when they got to set things on fire.
Took the better part of the past 10 or so hours, it wasn't exactly exhausting. Considering that zombies are literally walking bags of rotten meat, and that it's currently spring, and thus said zombies are still suffering from the cold freezing them, and the moist air causing fungal growth, it really was very simple to take them down, despite their numbers. A good headshot or a crippling blow to the legs, and they aren't getting up again. Similarly, they don't swim, have no sense of smell, and aren't actually using any functional form of logic or reasoning. Bruce is almost disappointed at how easy it is. But now he has 4 children. 5, if he's counting Dick, who really is sometimes just an overgrown child, who are hyped up on adrenaline without an outlet. As soon as they're all suited down, and even Tim, who is normally the best of them all at this, and sadly fidgeting and staring at their stations where they're supposed to type up their reports, Bruce sighs. All 5 of them shoot him hopeful looks. Jason has draped himself over Tim's shoulders. And really, Bruce should have known that Tim and Jason would somehow bond. His chin perched on Tim's head, and he's giving Bruce the most pathetic, sad, pleading look. Tim is blinking at him, but his mouth is doing this thing that Bruce knows it only does when he really wants something but doesn't want to say it out loud for fear of offending someone. Dick is giving Bruce puppy eyes like he isn't in his 20s, and a fully functional adult who pays taxes, has a job, and is fully capable of disarming a man in under 12 seconds. Stephanie is copying him, her lower lip sticking out. And even Damien is looking up at him with wide, forlorn eyes. Bruce sighs.
Fine.
All 5 of them blow past him and out the cave. Tim, the last to go, being dragged by Jason and Stephanie, shooting him guilty and apologetic looks.
and into one of the entertainment centers to probably play violent and gore-filled video games. He watches them go, breathes in through his nose, and thanks every deity above that, at the very least, they didn't resort to turning on each other when they got bored of the zombie invasion. Nothing at all like the thing with the vampires those few months ago, where Damien kept nudging Dick off balance and Dick threw rocks at the back of Jason's head and Jason repeatedly slingshotted Tim in the face with bits of gravel and Tim poked Stephanie in her ticklish spots until she finished the cycle by flipping Damien's hood every chance she got. The end.